This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Have you ever experienced something that happened in your life when you felt like you should have known better? Was there a warning sign before it ever happened that something took place and you ignored it? You missed the warning? Did you ever have a feeling something was about to happen and you needed to do something? Take particular action and you didn't do it? Have you ever had just a feeling that you knew you needed to change something but just wouldn't do it for one reason or another? And then the day came when, aha, you wish you had. You learned a lesson, or you saw the results of not listening, not taking heed to what you were sensing, the warning that was the prompting. Whether through your conscience or whether the Spirit of God dealing with you, or just having that feeling, just seeing the warning sign, just knowing that you should do something, but for one reason or another, you missed it. And today I want to exhort you to take heed to yourself. Take heed. Be watching. Be praying. Be very sensitive to what the Lord is showing you. Be sensitive to do what you should do. The things that you know better. You know, many people, based on how they respond to God, whether they listen to God or don't listen to God, they determine by their own actions and inaction what they will experience in this world to a very large degree. You know, when we're babies, when we're infants, God gives us grace. But unto whom much is given, much is required. And as you grow up in the Lord, or you grow as a person, a man, woman, more is required of you. More is expected of you. And any one of us have seen an adult or grandfather, grandmother, someone that's aged in their years, but when they act like a child, it's so unbecoming. If we feel that way, how much more does God feel that way? God's called us to be sons and daughters of God. Sure, we had our parents of flesh, but when we believe on Jesus Christ, we're to be born again, born from above. And we're to be like our Father, like our Lord, changing, learning of Him, growing in grace and in knowledge, experience of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we put off the childish, we put off the flesh, we put off the foolish things. Because why? We love our Lord. We love Him. And Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. And isn't it true in any relationship you have, particularly marriage, if you love your spouse, you want to be pleasing to your spouse. You don't want to be offensive, rude. But yet that's what happens many times because we're self-centered. When we're selfish, we're not caring about others. And when we're selfish in our own self, we don't care about God. We may say we're Christian, but we deny Him by our acts or by our inaction. I call you today to pay attention. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it's God that's working in you, both to will and to do of His good pleasure. See, what God calls us to, He'll enable us to do it. And He gets the glory. He gets the praise. Can you not love the Lord, the Father, who gave us His own Son, Jesus, to die as a lamb, totally innocent, without blemish? Not for His sins, but for ours. It's time to pay attention. Pay attention to the voice of the Lord that speaks. Pay attention to your own spirit, your conscience, that's under the conviction of the Spirit of God. When Jesus left, He said, I'm sending another Comforter, a Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit. He won't speak of Himself, but He'll remind you of all the words that Jesus has said. And He'll glorify the Lord. But He's in the world to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. We should feel convicted. And if you're not convicted, there's something wrong. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But the wages of sin is death. And sin will harden the heart to where you can't hear God. You can't see the obvious. And we saw this in Jesus' day in the Gospels. It's recorded. Jesus was so outraged by the hypocrisy of a religious people that they could tell the signs of the weather. They could tell a hot day, a rainy day. But they couldn't tell the obvious, the appointed time of the arrival of the Messiah who was looking at them eye to eye. And they saw his acts and they heard his words. But they were indifferent to it. They missed it. They were so into themselves, so into the religious system, so into the appearance of things, they actually had murder in their heart. And it came to pass, the fullness of times, that Jesus Christ was executed at the hand of a religious people, a political people, and the people themselves. Everyone was participating in killing Jesus. That's the outcome of being self-centered. That's the outcome of missing the obvious, of ignoring the Holy Spirit, the conviction. That's the result of not listening to your conscience. Jesus Christ has come once for the sins of the world, fulfilling the scripture. But he's coming again to establish his kingdom that has no end. And you want to pay attention because the signs are here. The signs are obvious. In Matthew 24:25, Jesus said, "Behold, I've told you before." He's told us in the scripture. It's recorded for us. You can read it. Dust off your Bible. Read the words of Jesus. Sit at his feet. Open your heart. He's told you what you need to know, that you not be caught off guard. He doesn't want you to go through that feeling of you should have known better. And that his arrival, because he comes as a thief in the night. Whether in the middle of the night, early morning hours, or at noonday, or at sunset. You don't know the time or the hour. No man knows the hour that Jesus Christ returns. Not the angels, no, not the Son of Man. But there are warning signs. And the voice of the Spirit is urging you, all of us, to be prepared for the coming of the bridegroom. And you want to be ready if you love him. You want to not offend him. Jesus told us the things that were coming. In John 16:4, Jesus said, "But these things I've told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them." See, he loves you. He loves all of us. But we make our own destiny. We make our own determination what we will experience to a very large degree. Do you want to feel that horrible feeling of you should have known better? You should have been ready. You should have been faithful to the Lord. Listen. Repent before the Lord. Ask him to cleanse your heart. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts from being double-minded, double soul, a double life. 1 foot in the kingdom, 1 foot in the world. And then that day come upon you unawares. That's the last thing you want to experience. 2 Timothy 3:1. Apostle Paul is telling us this: "Know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power of a godly life. From such, turn away." Jesus told us in the last days, after he was outlining the things that would come, the deception, The wars, the rumors of wars, nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, earthquakes, famines, and pestilence in various places. All these things. And they will take you, the true faithful, in their hands and persecute you. Because iniquity increases, the love of many will grow cold. Every man for himself in the last days. Fear, hunger, political oppression and tyranny. And it's on the horizon right now. It's a time to be prayerful. Be praying at all times in supplication in the Spirit of God. Wearing robes of righteousness. Wearing the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Let him be your very life. Boy, this is the time to rise and shine. The set time has come for the people of the Lord to rise in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and to proclaim the gospel of his kingdom. A false balance that I see so often is people just focusing on the signs of the times, becoming immobilized, unable to move, unable to do anything useful to the Lord, but they're staring and looking and being mesmerized by the events that are taking place. The Lord told us they would come. They're here. And people watch the signs that are happening quite often, like watching paint dry. God did not call you to watch the judgments and just stand there immobilized, like watching paint dry. He called you to be ready. Be ready for him. Be useful to the master as an honorable vessel, filled with the glory of the Lord, filled with the word of God in your mouth and in your heart, and heal the sick, cast out demons, declare the kingdom of God. God will give you the words. God will make a way where there is no way. God will make it possible in your life, and you will see God moving through you. Is that what you want? Many are called, few are chosen. I urge you to put every single thing to a test. What I say, what anyone speaks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, what anyone does, what you see, hear, observe, what you're involved in, it must be scrutinized. You must be sure that it's pure before the Lord, that it's pleasing, that it's not strange fire before God. And this is what Apostle Paul said in Acts 17, verse 11. He was talking about these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily, whether these things were so. Paul was preaching to the Bereans, and they were noble. He commended them because they didn't just take an apostle's word. They didn't just take the prophet's word, but they made sure it was true. And what Jesus has warned us, there will be many false prophets, many false Christs, deception, making merchandise of people, ripping people off because they're covetous. They love themselves. They're making a name for themselves, and they're nothing like Jesus Christ. What is it you want? What is it you're looking for? When Jesus was here, he talked about how many would say, Lord, Lord, didn't I in your name cast out demons? In your name I prophesied. In your name I did many great works. And he said, depart from me. I never knew you, you lawless ones. And there'll be weeping and gnashing of teeth.